wasn't a family. My wife's brother, and we were up in Pennsylvania for a week helping out in all fashions. But we got back yesterday in the afternoon after a 10-hour drive, and I've been doing a little ham radio today, just taking it easy here today, and we're back, and the house is good, and I'm feeling pretty good. Eric, back to you. W2JKT. This is K2YN.
Business, I am sorry for your loss there. It's always a tough one, especially when you need to truck yourself a long distance to be with the family. So, yeah, good on you for going up there to do that. But, yeah, no, it's a beautiful day here. I'm cruising up 85. You have to forgive me. I do not remember your name. I remember we've spoken a couple of times before, but maybe you can help me out for a second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't expect you. I write everything down, calls and names, and I refer back, Eric. I'm going to admit that. So I didn't have you write off either. John is the name. Juliet Oscar Hotel November. You can tell I'm an HFer part of the time. And we're in Simpsonville. Over.
Thanks a lot for the memory refresh there. So, yeah, I'm horrible with names in person, let alone on the air. So it takes me a long time to make those connections between call signs and names, especially since I'm usually driving and I don't have the capability of writing anything down. I've got one hand on the wheel and one hand on the mic, so obviously not going to take the other hand off to write anything down, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. Then you'd be what I call texter class driving, over.
And believe me, I'm up in a big SUV, and I can see down into a lot of cars, and almost every single one has a driver with a phone in their hand doing something that is not driving. So, yeah, I can definitely relate.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I just drove 10 hours with my wife. We did it together, coming down from PA back here to South Carolina. So, and you know them from far off. You're pulling. I'm going down the highway at 70. I'm probably doing 79, you know, just under the 10 over line. Old rule of thumb. But I'm cruising along, and I'll see a car in the passing lane going much slower than me and drifting out of his lane on and off, you know, and you go, ah, he's one of the worst. He was one of the worst cases of texter on the move. Over.
You're on that, for sure. It's the they're driving a little too slow, and they're drifting in and out. It's the telltale signs of texting. But curious, where in Pennsylvania did you go?
Well, the town was Temple, but think of Reading. Over.
Haven't been there, but I'm familiar with southeastern Pennsylvania. I live in a little town called Lansdale, which is about 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia. Almost, I guess not really close to Reading, but maybe halfway between Philadelphia and Allentown.
I know the area, not real well, but I've been there. I was in New Jersey for years, so we were over into PA for various reasons, you know, Amish lunchtime special, you know, maybe, or, you know, there's Harley dealers out there in Bucks County. I had motorcycles. It wasn't always a Harley, though. A lot of times I owned Hondas. They're great machines. But anyway, that's PA there. I'd get out over to PA and drive around on the bike. And a lot of history there in PA, too. Over.
These are big up there. You know, I used to, you know, ride my bicycle through King of Prussia quite a bit. There was a very large Harley dealer there right near Valley Forge State Park. They were quite large. I don't remember what they were called. But, yeah, a lot of people ride those up there. There's beautiful weather up there this time of year for riding around, you know, when it's not raining all the time like it is now. But, yeah, no, it's nice up there. I moved down to South Carolina about 10 years ago. Maybe a little bit more, and haven't really looked back, but now I'm in North Carolina, and it just so happens that yesterday I found a little restaurant in the back of a gas station that is run by a gentleman from Northeast Philly, and he sells cheesesteaks and other Philadelphia, staples out of the back of this gas station in Shelby, North Carolina. So I have a source of, legitimate Philly steaks in Shelby, North Carolina, and I'm happy about that. Shelby Ham Fest many times over the years, but just this past summer, I actually moved to Shelby. It's a cute little town, and the Ham Fest is pretty good. The name of this place is called Taste of 215. 215 is the area code for Philadelphia, so his place is called Taste of 215, and he's working on a couple of different locations around the area: Shelby, Kings Mountain, Bessemer City, Charlotte. It's a good steak. It's a really good steak if you ever get in the mood for one.
There it is. And what'd it cost, if I may ask?
The regular steak, this whiz was about $11, I think.
Yeah, it's up there these days. I never know what to expect. So, for good quality, I suppose you gotta expect that much. I've gotta break off here, Eric. For a simple reason that I've got to get to the can. And nothing dramatic, just number one. Anyway, we'll catch you in a little bit. I may get back on. Are you driving around or are you home?
95, and I got about, 50 miles to go before I get off and lose the repeater. So I'll be around for a bit.
Okay, when I come back, I'll call out for you. That's probably 5 minutes. This is K2YN.
AKT, standing by.
B2GUN.
B2, JKT, go ahead.
I'll tell you, this is KB2GUN. Name here is Bill. In Mills River, North Carolina.
His name here is Eric. Give me your name one more time. For some reason, the repeater's a little weak and in my radio right now, so it's a little hard to hear you.
Yes, Bill. Bill.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Just want to step in here. I've heard you and other gentlemen talk, and actually caught the end of the conversation. But I just want to get in here, wave my hand, and say good evening, and hoping your drive is real nice to where you're traveling to.
Home. I live in Shelby, North Carolina, and I commute up from, my office is down in Anderson, South Carolina, so it's a bit of a drive, but I only go in a couple days a week, so it's not too bad. And beautiful day for a drive. Google is telling me that there's a huge backup up in that construction zone, so I'll probably have to take an alternative route home, but it's mapping out to probably take exit 78 instead of the customary 96. But this is the game I play every time I go into the office. I have to check Google Maps to see where the traffic is bad so I can get home in time for dinner. Roger?
I know what you mean, but, my office is my home, so I guess, my home is where my office is at, but retired, doing nothing, just laid back, put my feet up and relaxing. But other than that, and play a little radio every now and then, get on here and talk a little bit, or mainly I do a lot of FT8. A lot of FT8 I usually do, and every now and then I'll come back on the phone side and I'll talk a little bit, Roger.
Bill, if you don't mind my asking, where does your 2 call come from?
From Baltimore, Maryland, which sits, and I want to say that Yeah, I'm originally from Baltimore, but it's you call is from up that way up north.
Yes, whenever I hear another two call, I just always ask. I'm from originally from upstate New York, about an hour and a half north of New York City. So it's just curiosity of mine, just, you know, see if anybody else is from the neighborhood.
No problem at all. I get excited hearing two calls, especially by me being down here in the South, and you know, and actually a lot of my friends from up, well, quite a couple of my friends from up north, there was hams, most of them has passed, well, a lot of them has passed away, so, and I haven't talked to the ones who are still living, so, but other than that, that's it.
I haven't been back up there in about 30 years, but I've kept my two call over the years. I don't really know many people, you know, I got my ticket when I was in school up there, in middle school, high school, you know, age, so not many other kids got one, so, and I don't do a whole lot in the ham community. I basically just kind of talk on my commute to make the time go by faster, and I used to do a ton of FT8, and I still have some HF rigs, but, you know, I just moved to Shelby, North Carolina, and I haven't really set up any HF antennas yet, so... I need to get on that so I can get back on HF, but just so many other things are taking priority right now, if you know what I mean.
Most definitely, most definitely. Well, I've been here in North Carolina for about 7 years now. I came from Baltimore, moved to Charlotte, from Charlotte to Clyde, then from Clyde to Mills River, so I think this is probably... me and my wife's last stop, you know, which would be here. So I told her I don't want to do no more moving no time soon. So we're stuck here. And but yeah, but I got right now when I'm talking off a Yaesu FT 897, which also I have a Yaesu eight fifty seven. And my other rig that I have is the Yaesu FT990 that I haven't got a chance to actually use yet, but hopefully soon I'll be using that. But a lot of times I'm using the 897D a lot of times. But I just got this one here like a few days ago. It was on a swap meet, on a swap, so swap. You know, from one radio to another, so, and I'm pretty much liking this one a lot.
It's a good radio. I don't have too much experience with Yaesus. I've got a Kenwood 590 at home that I use for, you know, digital and stuff. It's nice. It's just, it's a self-contained thing. You got one USB cable, no external boxes or anything that. And then for SSB, I've got a Kenwood TS950. It's a much older radio, but it's really, really good for SSB. I don't do, like, ESSB or anything, just for my standard 2.7, but it's a fine-sounding radio for voice on HF. So those are my two HF radios at home. And then in the car here, I've got a D710 with a GPS module on it for doing FM voice and APRs and stuff.
Great. You know, and then for antennas here, I got... four antennas up, actually, and also I do, here is also 900 megahertz, the 900 band, which only I have, for right now, I just have the analog, but for antennas, you know, I got the Diamond X50, which is 2 meters, for 6 meters, I have a, what's that? In? 6 meter halo, and then for my HF, I have the 18 ABT vertical.
JKT. Yeah, that's a pretty good setup. At my old house down in South Carolina, before I moved, I had. I'm a big fan of the off-center fed dipole, so I had four of those set up, different orientations, and I had one that I made for specifically for 60, 30, and 15 meters. Because when you do an off-center fed with an 80-meter half-wavelength, it's hard to get it to work on those three bands. So I just made one specifically for those three bands. So I had really good coverage from 80 all the way up to 6 meters with my off-center fed dipoles, and then I had a couple of verticals for VHF and UHF. But in my new place, I don't have nearly as much space, and I haven't figured out how I can get a dipole up, so I'm probably just going to go with like a 6 TV vertical with some radials and just and call it a day, because I don't, you know, there are power lines running through my lot to get to my house, and I just don't know where I would string up a dipole that I could do it safely, so I'm just going to go with the vertical and see how that works out.
2GUN5D check. Yeah, I've been saying I want to put up a dipole, but I guess actually the what I got now, I'm happy with it. So, so I guess that for right now, I guess I'll stick with what I got because it's working real well.
Root motto is, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. If you get something that works, just use it. But anyway, all right, Bill, I'm going to sign for a bit here. I need to figure out this traffic situation. Google is telling me I got a big traffic jam up ahead, so I need to figure out how to route around it so I can get home in time. So it was good talking to you. Good meeting you. I don't think we've spoken before, but I hope I'll run into you again a little bit later on. So, I forget your call, but this is W2JKT, and I'll be clear on your final.
Say one more time, please, Ken.
Juliet Kilo Tango, W2JKT.
Alrighty, W2KJT, KB2GUN, and I'll be clear.
JKT, JKT.